We'd like to invite the kids up this morning for a children's sermon. Don't be shy, I have candy. Young at heart. I get that a lot. They usually see me and turn around and run the other way. So, this morning's sermon or lesson is about stewardship. Does anybody know what stewardship is? What? That's what I thought. Stewardship is, it's about sharing, it's about giving back. And this is Stewardship Sunday. Oh my, that's good. So I'm going to break a few rules today. I'm going to talk with food in my mouth. I wish I had a glass of milk. Oh, I've got Kit Kats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's. Hold on one second.
Better watch out, the bar's coming out.
There is nothing better than a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Wouldn't you agree? So, excuse me. Oh, it's stuck in my throat. I really do need the milk. So, I talked about sharing and, you know, what it means to share. And what it means to give and, you know, what to give toys. Yep. And if you don't want to play, you don't have to play. That's a lesson between you and your brother we're working on still. So, but yeah, sharing is giving. It's, you know, it's a selfless act. And yeah, sharing a toy. Like you know anything about that. So does it feel better to give or to receive?
Give.
Really?
Daddy.
Hold on one second. The script only called me having eaten two pieces, but it's just so good. So, no. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game. We're going to try a little experience. Somebody up here is probably not going to get any candy. What I want you to do is, I want everybody to take some candy, because we like candy, we like to get things, but I also want you to take two pieces, and I want you to go out and I want you to give a piece of candy to somebody sitting out there, or I'm sure there'll be a few hands that fly up behind us. Okay? So I want you to take a piece that you want, but then I also want you to take another piece, and I want you to go out, give it to somebody in the congregation, and then come back here, and you've got exactly 1 minute to do it. There you go, Justin. You can take one for yourself, too. You're going to take two, one for yourself and one for somebody else. Yeah, good choice. All right. Leave your piece of candy here and head on out and give away a piece of candy. So Henry, Sam, I was standing right here. How are you getting home from church today? So, how did it make you feel to give away the candy? Did it make you feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did it make you feel better to give it away or to take one for yourself?
Give it away.
Give it away?
Yeah.
Give it away? Yeah, Justin? Give it away? Yeah. So, you know, Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice for all of us.
Well, you can give it to
That's your kid. So, he gave the ultimate sacrifice for us when he died on the cross for our sins. So, as we think about this and as we move out, remember, giving is an act of kindness. Giving makes you feel better than taking. So when we leave here today, try to give somebody something next week. Work on it just one day a week. Then we'll work up to 2 days a week and we'll keep going. So thank you for participating. And if you could bow your heads, I'd like to close with a little prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all that you've given us, and thank you for your patience as we learn how to give back. And Lord, thank you for the people in this church and the ones that couldn't be here with us today. You're in our thoughts and prayers. We thank you and we love you. Amen.
Good job.
Who would have thought Paul had a mean streak in him? I love it.